Okay, so we're up to the ninth Mishnah of the third chapter of Pirkei Avos, which is a teaching of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. According to one other edition, it may be a teaching of Rabbi Yaakov. Hamahalich baderech v'shona umafsik mimishnaso v'omer manoe ilan ze manoe nir ze ma'le olav hakosav ki'ilu mischaye b'nafsho. Was somebody who's walking down the path and is engrossed, immersed in whatever it is that he's learning, is reviewing it, is contemplating it, thinking about it, and then interrupts that learning and says how aesthetically pleasing, how beautiful is this tree, or how orderly and impressive is this plowed field. So malala vakasav, it's not actual, but it's considered as if the person is liable for their very life. Kilu mischayev benavsho. So many of the Rishonim, Rashi, for example, takes the position that, yeah, what's going on here is that, you know, a person who's involved in the study of Torah, Taraso, Mishamrato, they're protected to a certain extent, and they're going to be mafsik, even to comment on, you know, positive things. So they're exposing themselves to certain risk. Kisha osik b'Torah, Rashi writes in, Rishos osatan la'azika, v'kevan sheposik. So they're left vulnerable. The Bar Tanura, very much along the same lines, says, yeah, you know, the truth is that this this Mishnah is teaching us an even bigger chiddush, right? Ashmin and ribusa. There's a special bracha that a person can make on the trees, on the beautiful ilanos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created them in this world. So nonetheless, even if it's basically a positive comment in a relative sense, since a person gave up their Torah learning to make such a comment, so it's treated very harshly. Rabbeinu Yonah, similarly, takes a very hard line, a very strict reading of this, and if you're involved in Torah, so there's no interruption which can be tolerated. So the tradition that I have in this Mishnah in Avos is a very different interpretation. Again, I want to make it clear that it deviates from the standard interpretation of the majority of Rishonim, even though, again, many of the Achronim did have such an interpretation. And focus in on one key word in the Mishnah, mafsik. That the truth of the matter is, if you just had a mahalich baderech v'shona, and then the person would be Omer, he would comment, Manoe Ilan Ze, Manoe Nir Ze, there would be nothing wrong with that at all. Right? We don't perceive of that as some kind of a denigration of Torah. But it's the fact that the person perceives it as mafsik. You know, I'm going to cease my involvement in sacred matters, in Divrei Kedusha, and I'll make a comment about the mundane world as it exists. Manoe Ilan Ze. That's what's objectionable. But what's not objectionable is if a person appreciates that the same God who gave the Torah is the same God who created these beautiful ilanos, who created these beautiful trees, and this ecosystem broadly, and the world writ large. And if a person didn't think of that as a hafsek, if a person recognized that to immerse oneself in Torah is a way of getting close to God by understanding his revealed law and revealed will. So too, one can meet God, and one should and can meet God, must meet God, at the plane not only of his revealed law, but of his cosmos, of his creation. The Rambam, when it comes to the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, so in the Sefer HaMitzvah, he says, you know, Hey achi aderech la'avaso, how do we get there? So the Rambam says, by learning Torah. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam poses basically the same question. You know, the Rambam talks about coming to know science very deeply. So again, it's the hefsek. It's the fact that the person perceives of the world as it exists, as mundane, secular, devoid of Kedusha. And then, therefore, you know, he's really interrupting his Torah study for something which is of far less importance. But if a person didn't see it that way, if a person had more of a perspective of synthesis, of integration, so then none of this would be at issue altogether. There would not be this malav akasav kilu mischayev binafsho. And I think this is the perspective which is so unique to our community, which is in some ways defining of our community, that we don't only relate to disciplines outside of Gemara, Chumash, Tanakh, Limud Kodesh proper. We don't just relate to them as a way of training ourselves to earn a living, or even as matters of general interest, but we see that they can be profoundly spiritual. History, Zechariah Mosolam, Binushnos, Dorvador, literature, to sensitize us to Tzelem Elokim in the human condition and give us a greater sense of sensitivity and empathy and understanding. The sciences we've already discussed, how we can understand coming to terms with basic science as a way of coming to understand the God's blueprint for the universe, encountering the Chachmas Habore. So again, this is the approach that our community has taken in a very profound way. And the synthesis model of our community is really, I think, a hallmark of our community and something that should be and needs to be reinforced. This Mishnah is an excellent way of so doing.